It's time to pimp your pavement. That's the call from London leader and guerrilla gardener Richard Reynolds.
Pimp your pavement is a call to get people out into the public space within their immediate vicinity, the pavement, and grow things there. This is a fantastic opportunity. It's a blank landscape, which in this city and in this country, we just don't make enough of.
Now, that makes perfect sense when you've got one of those pavements with a nice big grass verge. Let's start with that. What could you do with that?
If you're lucky enough to have a big pavement and lots of soil there already and some grass is already going, then what I would do is cut into it. Grass is all very well, but to a gardener, it's the kind of asphalt of the horticultural world. It's not as productive, it's not as fulfilling, it's not as fun as actually growing some plants like some lavender, some herbs, some vegetables. I mean, really, whatever sort of tickles your fancy. So I would cut into that grass. Turn over the turf. It can rot down, or if you're in a hurry, take it out, put in some fresh soil, and make yourself a little bed that is so obviously definite that when a maintenance man perhaps comes along occasionally to mow this verge, they'll just mow their way around it. And I've had good fortune with beds just like this in my local area.
And how legal is that to go around? Okay, because I guess you're kind of defacing council property, aren't you?
Well, it depends whether you go about it as a guerrilla gardener, which is very much my background, or whether you do it with permission. And the aim of this campaign is to try and get those who own this land to actually encourage this too, so that you don't need to take the risk. Not that there are great risks, but you don't need to take the risks of doing it without asking.
That all sounds very nice if you've got, said, an area where there's some soil already. On the other hand, the road I live in, there is nothing. Mm-hmm. It is just tarmac.
Yep.
What can I do?
What I've realised is that if you begin to look, specifically you look for the opportunity, you'll be surprised how much of it actually is there. I think to the casual passerby who is not thinking about gardening beyond their boundaries, the assumption is there is nothing there, but you would be surprised. If you see some greenery, the weed just growing in a small little tree pit, albeit crammed in by the tarmac up to it, that's a sign that you could do a bit more with it. So although, of course, yes, there will be situations where it is such a hard landscape that tub, a hanging basket is about your only option. What I see in London around trees are pits that, with a bit of TLC, clearing away some of the gravel, putting in some soil, you can get stuff growing.
Now, if you are limited to a tub or a hanging basket, again, what's the legal situation? I can imagine there must be some kind of health and safety issue in there somewhere, because it seems to be health and safety for everything these days.
There are. I mean, but they're ones that I would encourage people not to be troubled about. Now, that might sound incredibly reckless and perhaps naive, but I think common sense, considering we're talking about your vicinity, your street, is more likely to prevail. And I hear of guerrilla gardeners who have pimped their pavements with what they call the plant and plonk strategy, making tubs, planting them up and putting them outside their house and beyond the street. I have not heard about people who've done that and then fallen foul of health and safety laws. So perhaps it's a sign of the success if we start getting complaints like that. But for now, I would say go out there, either take the risk or experiment, as I'm doing, with trying to get permission from those fearful authorities who might have those concerns.
What about how long these things last? Because I just have this vision. I might grow some lovely tomatoes outside my house and probably never see a single tomato because the school kids will get them.
You're clocking up those fears. We've got the fear that there is no potential in the landscape, fear that you'll get in trouble, and indeed fear that the plants might get damaged or stolen. And although they exist, the risks are there. The probability, in my experience and learning from many others, is that it's not as bad as you might think. If you ensure it looks loved and tended, perhaps you put a little label on it saying, you know, who's done this, or please water me. And it's clearly a sort of gesture of love in your environment. Then the chances are it won't be. I've grown tomatoes successfully at the side of the pavement near Lambeth, strawberries, raspberries, and they don't get picked. Perhaps because people don't think to look at them, or if they do see them, they reckon perhaps they're not that tasty. I mean, there is the issue, of course, of pollution and dirt in those landscapes. So if you're going to grow edibles, I'd say more for snack food or for their symbolic purpose rather than to feed a family. It's not likely to be that good for that.
That's guerrilla gardener Richard Reynolds.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
is online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.